Fans of Peanuts, the long-running comic strip from the gifted hand of the late Charles Schulz, will be interested to learn of a new exhibit at two branches of the Harford County Public Library. Charles Schulz produced more than 17,000 Peanuts comic strips over 50 years, so you might wonder how a curator narrows all that down into one exhibit. Well, you come up with a theme. The theme of this is Peanuts Naturally, with a look at how Charlie, Lucy, Linus, and Snoopy all experienced the great outdoors. Charles Schulz loved nature, and in the 1970s, his comic strip began to address environmental concerns and the advent of the Environmental Protection Agency. Mary Hassler is the CEO of the Harford County Public Library, also president of the Maryland Library Association. Mary Hassler, welcome to Roughly Speaking. It's nice to see you.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. I'm always excited to come and visit.
Tell us about this exhibit, Peanuts Naturally. How did you get your hands on a Charles Schulz exhibit? This sounds pretty good.
Well, we were really excited about 2 years ago to see something came across our email about a grant possibility applying to the Charles Schulz Museum in California to host this exhibit. And we thought, why not? Let's take a chance at it. We had never done this in Maryland, and we have not hosted an exhibit of this type for quite some time. So we applied for the grant. There was no cost to us other than to have staff to put the exhibit up when it comes and to ship it back to the next station for the exhibit. And we applied and didn't hear anything. And then we received notice that we were the only one in Maryland to be honored with the exhibit this year. So we thought, let's go with it. So we're very, very excited to be hosting it.
It's called Peanuts Naturally. What does it look like? What's the scope of it?
It's fairly large. We've had to separate it. We have the largest collection to display that's going to be at our Bel Air Library because that's our largest location in Harford County. And then we have a smaller exhibit that's going to be at our Abingdon Library, which is our second largest branch. So it will be tremendous in scope and size. It's panels, but it also has interactive components with it too. So you can interact with the EPA and the story that it's telling. These are all finished cartoons, and they go back to the 70s, which is very popular in near dear to my heart, and it talks about the beginning of the EPA, which was established in, I believe, 1970, in the early 70s. And Charles Schulz did a lot of artwork for the EPA over the years.
I didn't know this. Did you know this?
I did not know it, and there was a rumor that he was actually on the original EPA board, but doing a little research, I was not able to verify that.
So it's a Charles Schulz exhibit, Peanuts exhibit, but with the accent on his care for the natural world?
It is, and it really does bring to life the characters in the Peanuts comic strip. You know, Lucy and Linus and Charlie Brown and their involvement with EPA and with nature back in the 70s and early 80s. So it's really quite interesting where they did try to plant French fries in the garden 1 year and what the outcome of that was. So it's going to be a very interesting take on the environment.
People in Harford County will have plenty of time to see this. It runs January 29th through April 24th. Now, you're doing something else with cartooning involving a colleague of ours here at the Baltimore Sun, Kevin Kelleher, known as Cal to many people who see his cartoons.
We're really excited to be hosting Kevin Kelleher at Harford County Public Library, and that will be on Sunday, January 31st at 2 p.m. at the Bel Air Library. And interesting, I know everyone's seen his work over the years and probably didn't realize how much scope and how much work that goes into creating his cartoons and his take on things. So it'll be a really interesting event for everyone.
Oh, they're very involved. You can spend a lot of time examining a Cal cartoon in the Sun. And also, he's done a lot of cartoons for The Economist. He's pretty well known throughout the world. So that's coming up at the Bel Air Library again, January 31st at 2 p.m. Mary Hassler serves as president of the Maryland Library Association. So you're busy in Harford County, but statewide, I keep coming back to this question. If you don't mind me asking, each time I see a librarian, if it's Carla Hayden from the Pratt here in Baltimore, or you, internet age, computers, tablets, smartphones, Google this and Google that, but people are still going to libraries. So what's that about? I mean, people made predictions that newspapers were going to go out of business, and we're still holding on here in the digital age. And they said the same thing about libraries. Who will need libraries? What? So explain all that to us, would you?
I will do my best. Well, first of all, Dr. Hayden is wonderful and amazing, amazing librarian, amazing director in the state of Maryland. And of course, her history being in Chicago is just incredible. So we work really, really hard to maintain our relevance in the community, just like newspapers do and publishing do. So we bring not only just books and reading, which is really our emphasis. We want everybody to be readers. everybody needs to be a reader, and you need that early and pre-literacy skill building to start very, very young. But we bring the community center. Think of our Peanuts exhibit. We're hosting a reception for it. We have many, many different activities going on. We're doing a Beethoven concert. We're doing a Linus concert. We're doing bringing in the arts and the music and reading and just a real community effort. And we're not alone in doing this. We're doing this across the state of Maryland in many different various ways, whether it's helping people look for jobs. We still have folks out there who do not have high-speed internet in their homes. In Harford County, we do have a population. It's just not available. So come to the public library. We will help you find that job. We will help build that skill you need to build your resume. Interview, we will work through interview techniques, the type of questions that you might get asked, how should you dress, how soon should you arrive, should you be an early arrival or should a little bit late, and what to expect, and what to expect once you get that job. I mean, it's really critical to have those skills. So we just want to support everyone in the community. Another example are STEM programs and our STEM classes, our STEM workshops. We've been doing this for years now at the library, and I don't think folks realize that public libraries bring so much to their communities. So when school's out for the day or for the summer, when the senior center closes, we're still open and we're still offering those essential resources that are so critical.
On STEM, are you offering class space to teachers from the outside, or these aren't librarians teaching the classes?
These are our educators, and right. We refer to our librarians as educators because they are educators, and they provide training, whether in Harford, we partner with the county, the IT department, to provide Craft the Code, which is teaching our middle school girls how to code. And how to code computers. And we're on our second session of that right now this spring. So it really does take the educational component and expand it and bringing it into the lives of everyone and making a difference.
What do the numbers look like? I mean, I'm assuming you're healthy. Librarians across the state are doing what you're recommending. But is it showing up in terms of human traffic, people coming to the library?
Well, in Harford County Public Library, we have 11 library locations, branches, and 2 outreach vehicles. And we serve almost 2 million walk-ins every year. Our county population is about 250,000, depending on who you ask and what resource you look at. So we really have a lot of repeat customers, which anybody who knows anything about business, that's your goal. You want repeat customers as well as bringing in new customer base. So we're not unique. This is happening all over the state of Maryland. What's really interesting then is how we have really embraced the e-products. And I've talked about this before, our e-books. We've had an e-book consortium. It's got to be almost 15 years now throughout the state of Maryland. So we really have compiled our resources, money, and then made it so that our customers can access e-books across the state of Maryland through the consortium.
Let's take a minute and explain that to folks. I mean, so you don't have to go to Amazon for a book.
Oh, exactly.
You can get an e-book through your local library. I mean, I assume a lot of people know this by now, but maybe not.
I don't think they always do. And I think sometimes they think, oh, that's really nice, but it doesn't really sink in. Our best customers get their information from word of mouth. It's their friends, their family who come home and say, oh, I downloaded the latest movie on our Hoopla, which is our e-movies that we offer, or e-audiobooks. A lot of people do not want to check out the hard CDs any longer for their cars if they have a long car ride. And you can do that through downloadable and put it on your iPhone, plug it into your car, and you are on your way. So the world has really changed, but I don't think people really understand that the public library, because we're funded by our taxes in the state of Maryland, is really a great resource and offers it for free.
You know, libraries have always had, say, speaker series or reading programs for children, pre-K children, but it seems like you have to do more.
We do, and it's that interactive piece. I always tell, I have a great staff, library staff, and I know we have great librarians and staff across the state. I always say, that's our best tool for anyone because they have the background, they have the knowledge, they have the education and experience to make it when you walk in those doors or you go on our virtual library, our website, that experience is amazing and you walk away with something that you didn't even expect. We go for the wow factor many times. So, for example, the Peanuts exhibit, it's not just the exhibit, which is wow in itself, but it's also the accompanying events and programs and activities that will be going on. And this will continue for 6 months or so, and then we'll kick off our summer reading, which is all about physical fitness. So it really is taking the holistic approach and what's going on in people's lives, finding out how we can make a difference, what we can add, a new product, a new service, a change in some way that will help alleviate whatever's keeping you up at night. Going into the library, what we do is we connect your daughter, you, whoever, with that one book, with that one database, with that one ebook that you're looking for. And that's the difference between us and, say, going on to Amazon. We're the people, we read the books, we know the materials, and we make that connection. So, for example, we're launching Self E-Publishing, which is with Library Journal, which is a very reputable professional journal. And our customers can submit their own ebooks that they've written. It will be available to everyone in the state of Maryland, and we're one of the first libraries to offer this. But what it also does, it gets it into the public library. And you can go online, you can download it, and you get to keep the book. So it's supporting our local authors and self-published folks, but it also expands what we're doing in the community in a very different and unique
way. That's very interesting, Mary. Who vets the books before you put them online?
Library Journal does.
Oh, so Library Journal, so they have to submit. So if, say I wrote an 80-page book or memoir or something.
Which
like
would
that.
Be incredible, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it needs to be vetted by somebody or edited, right? I mean, you want to make sure it's not something that you don't want in the system. So it goes through Library Journal's editors?
It does. And then if Library Journal selects it for their top tier, it becomes available nationwide through all libraries that belong to it.
Okay. Now, what if it's just somebody in Harford County that would be offered nationwide?
Yes, it would be offered nationwide. They can retain full rights of the book, so they can sell it. They can do whatever they want with it. At any time, they can take it out of the collection. So it really just makes it what it does is it improves the discoverability of the book, because our authors know the hardest thing is get people to read what you've written.
Yeah.
Whether it's that.
Yes.
Depending on,
that's
but you want people to read it.
Case for the professional writers out here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And what this does, so if you get selected and chosen by the editors at Library Journal, you become nationwide. If not, you just stay in the Maryland collection.
I assume with this system you're describing with Library Journal, people will be able to review books and comment on them.
And I would strongly suggest that, because what you want to get in the hands of librarians, because librarians are the ones who, when you come in, we talk about books, we talk about what we're reading, we post it up on the websites, we do blogs, we're on Facebook, we're everywhere. And I always tell publishers, we're your best salespeople out there, and people trust us.
Thank you for being here, Mary. Mary Hassler, who is president of the Maryland Library Association, also the librarian for Harford County. And again, reminders about these Peanuts Naturally, an exhibition that's coming to Harford County at two locations, the main branch, well, the main library in Bel Air, and you said Aberdeen?
Abingdon.
Abingdon.
Close.
Thank you. This is running January 29th through April 24th, and then at the Bel Air Library on January 31st, that's a Sunday, at 2 p.m., Cal, the cartoonist from the Baltimore Sun, will be featured there. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much.